donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
10 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs could only manage a split this past weekend at home versus the lowly Padres. Tonight they open up a series with another last place club. That would be the Kansas City Royals. Pregame from Kauffman Stadium kicks off at 6:40 tonight here on The Score with Zach Zaidman. It'll be Cole Hamels on the bump for Chicago, looking to win his second game as a Cub. More Cubs news, and it's not good. Third baseman Chris Bryant still has not swung a bat since being placed on the DL 2 weeks ago. No timetable for his return. To the White Sox, they've won four straight games. They return home tonight to open up a set with the New York Yankees. Dylan Covey and Lance Lynn, the starters tonight. Game of Thrones night at Guaranteed Rate Field. In football, it's another morning of practice today for the Bears down in Bourbonnais. Their next preseason game is Thursday versus the Bengals. And finally, in pro basketball, the Westgate Superbook in Vegas has released their NBA over-unders for the upcoming season. Topping the list, of course, Golden State at 62.5. The Lakers check in at 48.5. And the Bulls are set at 27.5. Scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Royals at 6:40. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
They get that. They're big boys, and it wasn't just sloppy, just the players. I thought all around we were all sloppy, you know, coaches to all of us. So we're all one, and they bounced back today, and so that was a plus. He grew in the fact of today was an anticipation and accuracy day for him. So he threw the ball early and on time, and then he was very accurate.
Middays on The Score.
Accuracy day is good. Every day should be accuracy day when you're an NFL quarterback.
Today we forgot our accuracy.
It was Matt Nagy. I don't know how the coaches can be sloppy. Unless there's like food stains all over them. I'm not quite sure. You know, like a gravy on his shirt.
Vic Fangio showing up with a really day old coffee. Yeah. Just kind of stumbling around.
I didn't know a coach is going to be like, just calling bad plays or something. It's weird. But here's a guy who's had his eyes on the Bears practices to let us know what's going on. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. He is on Twitter at KFishbane. And what does he mean about that sloppy practice?
Well, Dan, when this team is fighting for a playoff spot in December, we're going to remember that Saturday practice and how they turned things around. That was the turning point for the season. It was kind of slow on Saturday, and it was their first day back after the Hall of Fame game. The starters didn't play, so it's their first kind of practicing. A bunch of the guys who did play were nicked up, and it just seemed to be a little off. You had bad snaps, you had a few drop passes. It just wasn't very smooth. And then yesterday was smooth. You had a lot of it was Trubisky to Robinson, or Trubisky to Burton, or Trubisky to Miller. It seemed like every third play, and they were catching everything, and it just looked like a better practice. And the one today, the first hour of it, was a lot more like Sunday as well. So it seems like Mitch is kind of picking up on that and moving the momentum into the next day.
don't raise your eyebrows when you say that.
Next day starter.
Uh-huh. Go Bears!
I was reading some of the headlines about that sloppy practice and getting as cynical as I usually do, thinking sometimes there are always bad days to have a bad day. Sometimes there are good days to have a bad day. And I thought, you know, right next to that Hall of Fame speech where you're watching Brian Urlacher get enshrined, and boy, to schedule a bad day right before a good day of practice is very, it's prescient by these Bears coaches. I just, at some point, you figure a new coaching staff is going to find a way to put the fear of God into players or have that conversation or call guys out for this. I wonder, though, how much of a thread through practices that's been. If you've seen, you know, some of this, whether it's bubbling or conversation points kind of percolating some from coaches, or whether this was, hey, you know, let's air it out today and let's let people know that we expect more than this.
Yeah, it was the first time, at least after practice, that Nagy went ahead and said this was sloppy.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where we all kind of saw it, but, you know, I try to take everything out of here with a grain of salt because I don't know the play calls. I don't know what these guys are being asked to do. So sometimes when there's an interception or a throw behind a guy, I don't know whose fault it is. For him to say that was something that was interesting. Yesterday after practice, I was talking to Anthony Miller, and Nagy walked behind and, you know, kind of gave him a smack on the back. He said, much better today. And I asked Anthony, well, what does he mean? And Anthony goes, he said, you know, the defense kicked our butts yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the players all knew it. So clearly, you know, Nagy told them yesterday, he said, listen, this was not a good day for the offense. It was a better day for the defense, and it's something that you have to figure out. So we haven't seen a whole lot of that back and forth. I think throughout camp it's been a little bit more steady, because whenever there's a day of a few interceptions, it kind of becomes a storyline until Matt Nagy says it's not that big of a deal. And then we kind of just mention it and move on. So, but that practice did seem different because you could tell that there were miscommunications going on that you had not seen prior.
Leonard Floyd has to have double-digit sacks because that's what he was drafted to do, and that's his job, and he should be able to do that if he is what they drafted him to be. Starting to look a little bit better, according to some reports, that you're actually noticing 94 out there in a way that you hadn't been?
Oh, absolutely. I walked over to the one-on-one drills, which are generally some of my favorite, when you just have the linemen. It's just offensive linemen, defensive linemen, ball gets snapped, and you just go after each other. And those usually favor the defense just because of kind of the range of motion, and the offensive linemen don't have help. But Leonard Floyd, his first rep, he just went right into the offensive lineman and bull rushed him. And then his next rep, he sped around the guy. So you want to see that versatility. You want to see that he has different moves. And then yesterday's practice, he was blowing guys up in kind of a pass protection drill. So I still haven't seen a lot of it in team. So maybe he's kind of saving it for some of these one-on-one drills. But Matt Nagy admitted yesterday that he's starting to get there. And I thought it was telling that last week, Vic Fangio acknowledged, he said Leonard Floyd is still recuperating. So Vic's a straight shooter. So
to a fault.
Yes, and I think that was like, okay, maybe this is why we haven't seen Leonard at this full speed yet, because the knee thing is still something he's getting accustomed to. But I'm with you, Danny. He needs to be a double-digit sack guy. And I think if you look at some of the numbers, I think Pro Football Outsiders, Football Outsiders had him at like something like 45 hurries in 22 games. So if you extend that out to a full season, which he has not played yet,
right,
you're talking about a guy who gets to the quarterback enough that he should be able to get that many sacks if he stays healthy.
All right, so then what is the counter from other offenses? How will Vic have to worry? Because my biggest worry about this defense is that their pass rush is not going, it's going to be Leonard Floyd. And then what?
So you mean you didn't go get a Kylie Fitz jersey after Thursday night's game?
I have an Aaron Lynch ready to go, but it also pulled a hamstring. So I'm wondering how Vic manages to scheme Leonard Floyd free, or if that's going to be more of he's got to grow up. If he's just got to grow up in his body or grow up in his skill set and be able to beat double teams or triple teams if that's what he's handed. I wonder if you see it, perhaps it's too early to see that one way or the other at this point, but that's my biggest worry when it comes to 94.
Yeah, I mean, certainly at this point, Floyd should be able to win one-on-one most of the time. And then, yeah, when the double team comes, what is he going to be able to do? And who can take advantage? And on the other side, that's just a big question mark. You know, Sam Macho came off a fine season. You talk about the numbers. He had 18 quarterback hits,
right,
and only 2 sacks. So he's getting there, but he's got to finish the play. And then we haven't seen Aaron Lynch, who they are counting on a lot. And it's funny, when Ryan Pace has been asked about the pass rush, a lot of times he will start and say he's comfortable where they're at, and then he talks about the defensive linemen and the inside linebackers. So that tells you that they understand that this pass rush is going to be manufactured a little bit, whether it's Vic blitzes more, maybe. Now, part of this is Roquan Smith. You would imagine that he would be a guy that you can use in a blitzing way from the inside linebacker spot. You have Akeem Hicks, who's one of the better pass rushing 5 techniques in the league. So it's funny because every time we talk about pass rush, we find ourselves discussing other players than the outside linebackers,
yeah,
because they just don't have enough known commodities there, and the one known talent is a guy who can't stay healthy.
Well, we also understand the scheme, and the fact is that even though you had been supplementing your pass rush from other areas, that's not what this was. We know how this works. And there are guys whose job it is to stand up on the edge and go harass the quarterback. And if they're not doing it, the defense is unlikely to be good because you're not going to get 8.5 out of Akeem Hicks. You know, Eddie Goldman gets a little bit of push, but you're not. That's their job. It's critical to do that. How are you judging line play in general at this point? One-on-one, seven-on-sevens, how are you looking at what anybody is doing? I should say 11-on-11, looking at what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I try to put a lot of more attention in the one-on-one drills because what I always look for is after a rep, what do the coaches say to the players? You know, because, again, I don't know what the role, what the job was for the defensive lineman, how the offensive lineman was supposed to tackle. So, you know, it sounds really basic, but, you know, if the defensive coaches are jumping up and down and high-fiving the lineman, the defense probably won that rep. In the team drills, It's just when Mitch has had a lot of times in the pocket where he's been able to move around a lot, but I haven't seen him necessarily being forced to kind of scramble and extend the play very much. One of the things that's been interesting in talking to a few of the guys is Charles Leno is having a good camp, and I feel comfortable saying that he's somebody that they're comfortable with. And if you look at what they did, or should I should say what they did not do at offensive tackle this offseason, that tells you what they think of Leno and what tells you what they think of Bobby Massey, at least for this last year of his contract, because there's really nobody behind those guys. And I think they're very confident in Cody Whitehair. The question for me with this line is, I want to see James Daniels. And because of the injury he got last week, he didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. It looks like today he's starting to get a little bit more in team drills. That's a guy who they're really excited about, and I want to see him in team drills. It was around this time 5 years ago that Kyle Long started to make that ascent, and it was very clear Kyle Long is going to be your starting guard. Does James Daniels make that similar ascent in the next few weeks as he gets healthier and as he gets more acclimated? That's the guy that I really want to watch in these preseason games and more of these practices.
We're at Bears camp here in Bourbon. It's the Bernstein and McKnight show on 670 The Score, talking Bears with Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Kevin, I've got, and you can see it here on my iPad, you've got the Anthony Miller piece up on The Athletic. And I, you know, as Dan and I went through who's your guy and into some of the post-draft recaps of what was going on, what that draft looked like, I got pretty jacked up about Anthony Miller. I thought this was a pick that was interesting. I liked the way a lot of his coaches, a lot of outsiders looked at him too. What stood out to you most? I really like the fact that he's trying to find Prince Amukamara and go up against him in one-on-ones as much as he can. I've heard some pretty serious praise for the kids so far in camp, and when you've got the extra preseason game and you treat all those receivers, all those top-tier guys, and bench them and sit them so they're, you know, healthy for the next couple of games, that, to me, that's praise for the young man.
There were a lot of daily fantasy sports players that were upset about Anthony Miller not playing. You wouldn't believe how many tweets I got from people asking
Seriously?
Me who was playing that game. I got somebody
what?
Asking me
in the Hall of Fame
if
game?
Cody Parkey was going to be the one taking all the field goals
you
for the Bears.
You
got to
block Joe Ostrowski's number. Like, if he just keeps texting me it's too much.
It was remarkable. The thing with Anthony Miller's route running is really superb for a guy at his level because he's doing it from the slot and outside, in which you have to, in this offense. That's Nagy talks about that a lot. You got to play every spot, and Allen Robinson can do it, and it's kind of fun to see that Anthony Miller is able to do it. And it was interesting. You know, I asked him about going against Prince Amukamara. He goes, I always look for Prince. I look for 23, Kyle Fuller. I look for Eddie Jackson. I want to go against the starters. And he said, when I don't catch the ball, I asked him, what did you do here? What was your technique? And watching him at the top of his route to make that break when he gets in and out of his cuts, it kind of actually reminds me a little bit of Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall was, when at practices, he was always very good at some of those short to intermediate routes and getting open. And what's interesting about Anthony Miller, he's 5'11", but he plays big. He's got massive hands. He's got a huge catch radius. He said that he hasn't dropped a pass in Bourbonnais yet, although I think he did drop one today. So he jinxed himself there. Like, it was hard to see. It might have been tipped. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But the fact that he catches everything, he's running good routes, he shows a little bit of speed, and we don't get to see in practice what the Bears really liked about him was what he can do after the catch. And you could see that on his game tape from Memphis. And this is just not a setting to see some of those things that he's going to be able to do when it's live action.
Yeah, for me, it's getting into the route for a rookie. My first thing with a rookie is I understand in your free release in college and you're running down the field, you're waving your hands, that when he's going up against Prince Amukamara, when he's going up against, I mean, Fuller can be physical in coverage. And I'm not seeing the practices. I'm not seeing some of these drills where what Brandon Marshall was so good at was that initial hand fight, the initial use of a false step to then get into his route stem and be able to do all the things he can do. It's great, all the stuff, you know, when you're lined up over air in college, but if somebody's, you know, hitting you in the neck, it's awful hard to show what you can do athletically.
And that's what stood out about his catch on Prince yesterday. It was a one-on-one rep, and Prince got the first hit on him off the line, mm-hmm. and Anthony Miller kind of used his right hand, got just enough separation that he had room to run down the sideline, and he had a step. And actually, I feel I didn't explain in the article what a great pass it was from Trubisky, too. I mean, he totally dropped that ball in the bucket because Amukamara had good coverage, but just those examples. And Anthony Miller was saying, with a guy like Prince, he has to, Anthony Miller's got to decide really early what he's going to do, and it's very difficult for him to kind of figure that out because of the way Prince plays press coverage. Because Prince plays more press usually than Fuller does. That's kind of the way that they bounce off each other. But Fuller can, as you said, he can be really physical once you get into that route. Well, if you get that free release on Fuller, and then he's right in your face, and you don't get that. So that's one of the things from Miller that's really, because it seems like every time I see him run an out route or a corner route, he ends up open. And that's one of the things I was asking about. I give Eddie Jackson credit today because there was one today where Eddie Jackson was all over him and was able to win the rep. And Anthony Miller needs that so then he can kind of figure out, okay, what will I do next time?
Where are we at on Roquan Smith? Is this no conversation? Is this like the season two of The Office between Jim and Pam where it's all super awkward and maybe we get somewhere at the end of this thing, but who knows how it takes it? I mean, what do we know anything at this point?
You got to wait till they go to Beach Days and just confess their...
Beach Days, that's kind of thing. Although the booze cruise was, yes, a big moment for Jim, really, talking to Michael. That's neither here nor there.
We could do The Office later. But so 3 weeks ago today was when the rookies reported to camp. So it's been 3 weeks now that Roquan Smith has not been here, and this is practice number 13 that he's missing. And it's been kind of radio silence, it seems, since last week's reports.
And so are they talking or are they not talking?
I assume that they're talking. It doesn't sound like they're going anywhere. And they're going to hit a moment in the next 2 weeks where it's going to be how Roquan Smith wants to be here. I think he's obviously trusting his people to get him the best possible contract. The Bears obviously want him to be here, and they're doing what they think is best for their contract writing for the future. And this thing is going to be, like, August 30th was the Joey Bosa day when Bosa reported. So the question is that what we're looking at? And my hunch is it's still going to be before that. But it is interesting. I think last week's reports on the whole idea that the helmet rule was conceded, yeah, and it just has to do with other behavior things on the field, that seemed to bring the two sides farther apart than where they were. So that might have made things a little bit more difficult once that report got out there, as opposed to bringing them together, because then it became a bit of a PR battle.
Kevin, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That is Kevin Fishbane, who covers the Bears for The Athletic. We have plenty more to do. I have some quantification of Javier Baez on the base paths.
Yes.
To look at what's worth it and what's not in our discussion and transition is how much of the magic do you need to manage out of him with some base running risks? Because with all the fun, there's also some dumb in there.
And some risk.
Trying to figure out what is worth doing and what is not worth doing. And also, I think I've got an idea of how Ohio State is going to let the reptilian Urban Meyer sort of wriggle his way out of this.
You got the playbook for them?
I think we know it based on the Friday news dump. I think we're seeing what they're probably going to do because they've got a very receptive audience that they seem to know awfully well.
Well, they got a familiar path they can follow. It's not like they're the only ones heading down that path.
We've got all that and more coming up. Bernstein and McKnight. We are right next to the practice field in Bourbonnais. The rain has abated, so come hang out if you like. We got a lot to do. You got the score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin Show tomorrow at 2.
I love you, man. You're a great guy, and obviously there's no tension or hard feelings at all.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Mark Melusis with a CBS Sports Minute. To the victor go the spoils, as the Philadelphia Eagles still bask in the glory of their Super Bowl victory in February. And with training camps well underway across the football landscape and Hall of Fame weekend now in our rearview mirrors, the Eagles announced on Sunday night that both head coach Doug Peterson and executive vice president of football operations Howie Roseman have been signed to contract extensions through the 2022 season. Well deserved for the orchestrators of the Philadelphia Eagles title run. For a head coach and Peterson, in which some took issue with some of his aggressive play calling, and for an executive in Roseman that once had his personnel control taken away and handed over to one and only Chip Kelly. Remember that. I do know this. They both men got the last laugh, and they both deserve all the accolades and all the money that come their way. I'm Mark Melusis.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything gotta be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, filet of fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. Participate in McDonald's. Limited time offer. Single item at regular price.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Is this how you pictured it?
It's kind of surreal right now. I mean, it's starting to sink in a little bit, but it still kind of feels like a dream.
Wendell, we'll get to X's and O's and all that, you know, important basketball stuff in a bit. But the look on draft night was magnificent. I wonder what led you to that choice specifically.
So I saw the Black Panther movie, and it was a scene where the Black Panther had a drape that went across the front of his all-black suit.
Right.
I thought, like, I wanted to wear it, but I didn't know when to wear it. And the NBA draft is coming up. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to try. It may be a hit or miss, but might as well just go ahead and try.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Video conferencing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So what's been going on?
Slipping.
When even Connor McKnight has quit on a show, you know it's reached a point of no return.
I'd say that I
except
tried
yesterday
really hard
was actually good.
It. Well, yeah, but they cost me watching it by three really bad episodes. I mean, I lost. They lost.
And Hard Knocks starts tomorrow, right?
Is that tomorrow?
I think so.
I thought it was the day before the Thursday games. Apparently not.
I think the baritone of Liev Schreiber will be in our life once again.
That is quite a voice. He's got all the gravel.
Yeah, who was he married to?
Liev Schreiber?
Yeah, he was married to somebody famous for a little while. I'm not exactly sure who.
Well, it makes sense.
I enjoy his work tremendously. He was great in Spotlight. He's always good. But it's the voice. You know the Hard Knocks voice when you hear it. So we were talking about Javier Baez and what is worth it and what is not. Well, Scott from Davenport says, I'm no fan of stealing third under most circumstances. It barely moves the needle on the run expectancy meter. And it's not anywhere near the cost of an out. Having said that, Javier Baez on the base paths needs to be viewed in its entirety. And he has this listed here as far as whether or not he has been a plus or a minus in any number of these activities here. Stolen bases, he has been a plus 19. Caught stealing, a minus 5. Put outs, a minus 2. Extra base taken, a plus 11.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the base paths, a minus 5. First to third on a single, plus 6. First to home on a double, plus 3. Second to home on a single, plus 10. That is a total of 49 positives and 12 negatives. That's 49 additional bases with his base running. He has given up 12. So focus less on the percentage than the actual number itself, because the Cubs are among the best teams in baseball, these extra bases. It is a fine line between clever and stupid, aggressive and reckless. Javier Baez lives precisely on that line. He said, well, I never like seeing egregious toot blands, and that's an acronym for thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop. He said, you have to take the good with the bad, and in Baez's case, the good far outnumbers the bad.
Yes. I think, in general, Cubs fans have watched, seen, and had it explained to them by guys like Scott or guys like the manager Joe Maddon, or really even by Javi himself when he's, you know, on our Brick House Taverns going, I just play baseball. This is just the way I play. This is how I do things. I think in a lot of senses, Javi is a guy that is got to be him in order to be good. By the way, you understand? It's
Naomi Watts is Liev Schreiber's wife.
Yeah, I saw Jay hold that up. Yeah. Naomi Watts. Yeah, still married or not married?
Ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, that puts some extra gravel in Liev's voice. He doesn't get that gig. He doesn't get the Hard Knocks gig without the divorce from Naomi Watts. That added one extra notch of gravel.
But you were saying.
Yeah, I don't remember. Javi's approach, his at-bats aren't changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... Yes, he has started to hit 300, but really, has his approach changed all that much? I mean, he's still as dangerous with two strikes as he's ever been. I think what's changed, if anything, is his propensity to lay off bad balls early in counts, not necessarily late. And if that gives you an extra pitch to hit, if that gets you, you know, the ability to hit your pitch when you want it, maybe that's where you're seeing the rise in production offensively. Defensively, he's going to take risks. And he's got the supreme athleticism in order to make that work. I just, you know, in yesterday's ball game where he gets tossed stealing third base, I know that the conversations are happening. And Cubs fans should, too. Time and score, right? In baseball, it's different. You don't have the ticking clock, but there's certainly a score, and you definitely know how many outs there are, how late it is, and what's left in that opponent's bullpen.
Overall situation.
Know time and score.
Know the situation.
And I think just sometimes, it when it gets away from them, it's when that time and score is a little bit closer and later than perhaps you'd like, and those are the ones you remember. I mean, those are the ones that stick with you.
This segment's brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday and show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Cubs are in Kansas City. They're opening up a set with the Royals tonight. You can hear that game here on The Score. 6:40 is when the pregame show gets started. Cole Hamels on the bump for Chicago, looking to win his second game in a Cub uniform. More Cubs news, and it's not good. Third baseman Chris Bryant has still not swung a baseball bat since being placed on the DL 2 weeks ago. There is no timetable set for his return. To the White Sox, they are winners of four straight games. They return home tonight to host the Yankees. Dylan Covey and Lance Lynn, the starters there. And finally, in pro basketball, the Westgate Superbook in Vegas have released their NBA over-unders for the upcoming season. Topping the list, Golden State at 62.5. The Bulls check in at 27.5. Fantasy football commissioners host your fantasy draft party in a private suite at iconic Soldier Field on August 18th. Complimentary food and beverages are included, along with a panel discussion featuring, listen to this crew, Connor McKnight, Nick Shepkowski, Julie DeCaro, and Joe Ostrowski. Visit Chicago Tribune/draft party to get your tickets now. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Royals at 640. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How is Shane Reardon not a part of that illustrious group?
I think Shane's catching on to my ploy. I was hoping to actually peg him with the Shane Tracker while we were at the event there, the fantasy football event at Soldier Field, where you can come and be a part of the action and figure out from us who you think you should draft. It's really, it's a throwback to a thing Joe Ostrowski and I used to do a long time ago. You come out to one of these things, you get advice from us, and you get to blame us and not yourself all season long for this. You just, if I tell you to draft somebody, if I tell you, oh, maybe take this guy in the seventh round, I don't know, and I get it wrong, you spend the rest of the fantasy football season just blaming me for being an idiot.
Yeah.
It works out perfectly.
People generally have learned their lesson not to ask me fantasy sports questions because I don't know all that much, but occasionally I'll answer one somewhat earnestly, and it was before last year, one of my son's coaches, I guess, oh, what do you think? I need a wide receiver, and I said, let me give you a name. Keep your eye on Cooper Kupp.
Really?
Of the Rams. This well-regarded rookie who just might be a perfect fit for this coach and this quarterback and this offense. And he wasn't terrible.
Did you give it to him with that Liev Schreiber gravel, too?
Because I don't know crap. No. So I just felt like, fine, I'll pick a name. And he was good.
Yeah, he was.
He was actually pretty good. And so he's
fantasy meat for your rib.
Like, hey, I got to make sure I get to you this year, and I get that that fantasy sleeper from you, Bernstein. Like, not really.
No.
I don't really know anything about it.
And that's why I think that's what Shane has figured out. I'm sure he was invited to something like this, but he's smart. He's cagey. He knows I was going to try and peg him with the Shane tracker, and everyone would know where Shane is and
Shane's
feel more comfortable
here, by
about
the way,
it.
Now, in case anybody's good. Wondering.
See, that's why he's in the office.
He's here. At the studio.
He knows here. I'm trying to peg him with the Shane tracker.
In case anyone is worried about
the
possibility that they might turn the corner and Shane might be there, it's okay. We know where he is. He's in the studio. Although last night, I believe
he's not quarantined, though.
Oh. We let him out of the thing. We keep him like a boy in a bubble. The baby with a baboon heart. Do we have... we had him at the Jack White concert last night.
That's right. Located. Confirmed and located.
So now the Lollapalooza people have left. Because my walk home the last few days from... Or walk to the car from the office as the hotels are disgorging these groups of children wearing nothing.
Yeah, it's...
What's with the not wearing clothes?
Wearing nothing but glitter. Lots of glitter everywhere.
Yeah, it's like... And there's like packs of girls all in like... skirts or not, like bikini bottoms,
some sort of bohemian
and some kind of top that's not really a top, and cleavage glitter.
Oh, absolutely.
When did that become a thing?
I don't know, but it is now pervasive. It's all over the place.
Imagine there's like eight of them in a room at the Embassy Suites, and they're all on the elevator. It's like, Stacey, you're hugging the cleavage glitter. It's like, my turn. What is going on?
It could be left over from years past. I mean, once you put that stuff on, you can't get it off. It's all, it just stays on you. So it might be a trend from years ago. I was downtown on Saturday. I went to go down to see Hamilton, actually, and just ran into... throngs of Lollapalooza goers.
Speaking of weird nights, I am not making this up. I had a very strange Saturday evening. A very sportsy, but strange Saturday evening. So just picture this. I get a call. Our friend Lisa Fielding at BBM 780, longtime veteran news person. And she and I worked together years ago in Rockford. She was probably a part of that crew. She was the PA announcer for whatever the Rockford baseball team, whether it was the Expos, the Royals, the Cubs, etc.
Okay, yeah.
She was the first female PA for an affiliated team, an MLB-affiliated team, I believe, and just a pioneer. And so she says, hey, Jeff's going to be in town. And I haven't seen this. The guy who hired me with the Rockford Lightning in 92. I haven't seen him since he left the team in 94. We had a lot of fun back in those days, and I really want to see him and catch up because he's a hoot. And so she's, all right, we're meeting in Wrigleyville. She's texting me, and I get there, and she's there, and he's there, and one of my another former Rockford Lightning general manager is there. My buddy Pete McMurray is there, who is also a longtime Chicago radio guy and part of the Rockford scene.
Yeah.
And then because some of the people there worked for the Peoria Chiefs back in the day, the Cubs game ends, and they text Lester Strode, the Cubs bullpen coach, who they knew from the Peoria days, and then he shows up. So then we're all telling old baseball stories and old minor league baseball stories, and then Porter Moser walks in.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Like, I don't know. He didn't even there with his wife. He just happened to be there. And like, wait, what? Let's go. So, we were messing around with him because we had some connections. He knew a guy from the CBA that we knew Lightning. So we're doing like baseball old geography and basketball old geography. And it was just one of those things. Like, you leave. You're like, what the hell was that?
It's like a dream.
Yeah, and the fact that the general manager of the place is a big fan of everybody and just kept walking over literally with handfuls of beers. So we were there for like 2 hours, and our total bill for 10 people was $30. Like, this is great.
Well, that's the way to do it.
We should do this every Saturday. That's the way to do it. All right, we've got a moved up midway coming up. I have more evidence for a long-standing crusade of mine. I will be proven right. I am right, and I'm going to tell you how damn right I am. I also have somebody who died who I thought was long dead.
Which is good for you, because you get $10. The Adam Jones story continues. It's pretty cool, and there was an escape. Not a heist, but an escape. Cousin of heist, and I feel pretty good about it. So we'll talk about the escape that happened. That's all in the midway, and it is next on Bernstein and McKnight. 670 The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the Classic Chicken Sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you. Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
State Farm, this is Bill.
You finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com, no better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
We women are redefining ourselves.
Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
11. Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
Nine, ten.
It's not ten. You see, you're on ten here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. so real you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Not quite the midway, but we move it up when we're at Bears camp because of the practice timing, hoping to get a Bears guest. So far, we talked a lot of Cubs. Sahadev Sharma joined us. Kevin Fishbane talked Bears with us. We went over some of the impressions of the weekend regarding Brian Urlacher and the other Hall of Fame speeches, and talked about the Cubs at a bit of a crossroads, despite the fact that Joe Maddon's holding this thing together one way or another.
The Buffalo Bills acquired Corey Coleman from the Cleveland Browns yesterday. The Browns get a 7th-round pick in the 2020 draft.
He was a first-rounder, wasn't he?
Per reports of Adam Schefter. Let me take you back. Can I take you back, Dan? I'm going to. Remember, the Browns had that pick through the trade that got the Eagles Carson Wentz. The Eagles acquired the 2016 number 2 overall pick and the 2017 fourth-round pick for an 8th-rounder in 16, 77, and pick 100, along with 2017 first-rounders and a 2018 second-rounder. Your guy, Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout on Twitter, kind of summed this up. What the Browns got out of trading back and letting Philly draft Carson Wentz is this. Corey Coleman, who is now traded.
Okay.
Sean Coleman. Cody Kessler, who's traded. Derek Kindred. Spencer Drango. Ricardo Lewis.
Spencer Drango.
Jordan Payton, who's released. Jabril Peppers. Deshaun Kizer, traded. Denzel Ward, okay. And Chad Thomas. That is your return for the giant, giant trade where you didn't get Carson Wentz.
Wow.
That is how you've managed the franchise. Now, looking back through what those two teams have done, of course, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, and yes, Wentz did not play, and they had a heroic run from Nick Foles and the whole deal. But since that trade, the Browns have gone 1-31.
But they're on TV tomorrow night.
That they're on TV tomorrow night. I can't wait to watch.
Meet a woman named Valerie Stull. She is a recent doctoral graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. And I want to thank Bill on Capitol Hill for sending this along. She is the lead author of a new pilot clinical trial published in the journal Scientific Reports that has looked at what happens to the human microbiome from eating crickets.
Oh no!
Wait for it.
No.
Yes, because let the Bernstein and McKnight listener understands that I believe, and I have read a lot about this. I am convinced, and have been by people smarter than I, that the solution to world hunger, the solution to obesity, the solution to a lot of things is people in developed areas actively eating more insects.
No,
because insects are awesome. I mentioned this when they were frying the grasshoppers in Seattle. I have had all kinds of insects. I enjoy them. I'm doing my part.
Let it be known, when Bernstein and I actually gathered, when we gathered for dinner at your place, crickets were not served. Nowhere on the menu.
I should have done that, shouldn't I?
You should have served crickets, only for shtick.
Consuming crickets can help support the growth of beneficial gut bacteria, and eating crickets not only safe at high doses, but may reduce overall inflammation in the body.
What?
And she said there's a lot of interest right now in edible insects gaining traction in Europe and the U.S. as a sustainable, environmentally friendly protein source compared to traditional livestock. More than 2 billion people around the world regularly consume insects, good source of protein, vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats. And they have finally documented now, for the first time, via clinical trial, the health effects of eating them, and it is thumbs up.
Where do we find insects, crickets specifically?
There was one right here.
Cuisine? No, I mean, where are they actually cooked together in normal
Asia.
Parts of cuisine? Okay, all right. I wasn't quite sure where I could find them.
Oh, the street food like caramel corn.
All right. All right. Adam Jones, I saw this report from Brittany Grioli, MLB.com, and I thought it was a pretty interesting one. Adam Jones continues to be a pretty cool dude.
I love these quotes.
He donated to a Little League team. He contributed $8,500 to cover travel expenses for a Washington, D.C. Little League team.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about him saying he doesn't want to get traded.
We can talk about that, too, but he's doing something cooler for other people, too.
That's great.
$8,500 to the team to help travel expenses and make their trip to Bristol, Connecticut possible. They played in the Mid-Atlantic Regional Tournament. That started yesterday. It's a team from Washington, D.C. They didn't have the money to travel. The Mamie Johnson Little League team didn't. And Adam Johnson spotted him the cash to go play baseball. Adam Jones is a terrific human being, a guy who does a ton for his community and who's done a ton for, you know, Little League baseball and this kind of stuff in general over his last couple of years. And you're right. He was quoted the other day after, I guess, kind of letting it float to the order. I don't know if they had a trade done or if they were floating, hey, Adam, what if we moved you? He's like, nah, man, I got 10 and 5.
Yeah, I don't want to be traded. We negotiate these rights for a reason. I've earned this. I don't want to go anywhere. Thank you very much. And I'm not apologizing to anybody for it.
I thought it was really cool the way he pointed to how other players had to work really hard for rights like this to get collectively bargained. And he had no issues at all, no compunction about using the rights that he acquired by getting to 10 and 5. And I think Adam's been a really cool guy. His game has been an interesting one to like evaluate and watch, especially metrically, over the last 5-6 years or so. But boy, interesting dude, and he's doing good.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is center. Text center to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is center to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Charlotte Lubotsky died.
Okay.
She was 92. I thought she'd been dead for a while. She was born Charlotte Ray Lubotsky, who decided to perform professionally as Charlotte Ray. Edna Garrett.
Sure.
Has passed away. The character that initially debuted as the housekeeper on Different Strokes and then spun off to be the head of the girls' boarding school on Facts of Life. I didn't know that show ran 9 years.
9 years?
9 years. I didn't know, but it's your interesting fact about Charlotte Ray Lubotsky, who was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Russian Jewish immigrants. Her mother was a childhood friend of Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir.
Whoa.
And I leave you with that.
This from the New York Post. It's actually kind of copied over from, it's the New York Post. Tariq Tahir wrote this up. A pair of elderly German men escaped from their nursing home to go to a heavy metal festival. It was reported. After the home reported the missing, police found the two at 3 a.m. at the Wacken Open Air, the world's biggest heavy metal festival. A police spokeswoman said they were in a disoriented and dazed state, but nonetheless were reluctant to leave. Eventually, they were persuaded to leave. Police escorted them home with the help of a taxi and a patrol car. They obviously liked the metal festival, police said. The care home quickly organized return transport after police picked them up. It was a sold-out crowd, 75,000 people there for the four-day festival. It's the 29th annual Wacken Open Air Festival. These guys ditched the home to go to a heavy metal festival. See you later. I'm going to go headbang.
So
I'll be
long,
back
suckers.
Soon.
That's great.
I thought it was pretty good.
What do you like for the Bulls' win total here? They are believed by odds makers. These are the Vegas numbers. The win totals are up for the 2018-2019 season. By this estimation, the Bulls are believed to be the second worst team in the Eastern Conference. You can forget your playoff dreams unless you think it is a lock that they will be over the 27.5.
You saw 27.5. I think I saw 28, something like that, in the odds coming out. Yeah, that feels less optimistic than we'd been talking.
Yeah, they got the Knicks at 29.5. The Knicks 2 wins better, although we do know that they do try to loop in the lucrative Chicago betting market.
That's true. That's true. That's going to be tamped one way or the other. I also have odds for Rookie of the Year and a couple different awards, too. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But those over-unders for the Bulls, not exactly what you want, anyway. Yeah,
but I think that's a sober assessment of what's going on here. Because, you know, we got a little crazy. And there it was, by the way. Thank you, Casey Johnson. He wrote the Lowry Markkanen 14 pounds of weight that he's put in. He's building muscle. We're going to start getting that. You just wait till September rolls around and they start talking about the exhibition season. Everybody's in the shape of their lives.
Will Lowry Markkanen's extra 14 pounds help Jabari play defense?
No, Jabari doesn't want to play defense.
Will he share those pounds to play defense at all? Would that help?
Jabari doesn't want to.
No.
He told us that in no uncertain terms.
He's got that Terry Bohr's not interested sign. He's hung out there every time he's heading back on D. Just not interested. I have those other odds for you, by the way, too, if you want them. Let me just pull them up in half a second. Of course, now my Twitter's
Yeah, 630 says Bob from Niles was at Lollapalooza. So no, he wasn't. Stop it.
The your championship odds have the Bulls at 500-1, not the worst number. That belongs to the Nets and Kings at 1,000-1. Your odds on favorite, obviously, the Golden State Warriors at -150. Your Rookie of the Year odds, though, those were the interesting ones to me, or at least the fun ones, especially when it comes to the Bulls. Any
Wendell
guesses
Carter
for your odds
Jr.
on favorite, though?
Well, it depends. If you're looking for playing time,
I think
Luka
that's
got
to be a factor. Yeah, it's Luka. It's Luka Doncic at 4-1. DeAndre Ayton comes in at 5-1. Rick Camp's guy, Kevin Knox, at 7-1. Marvin Bagley at 7-1. 2 at 8-1. That's Colin Sexton and Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, Colin Sexton's going to get a lot of run on that team.
At 10-1, it's Trae Young, which I find a very curious bet. And then at 14-1, you have a trio. Mo Bamba at 14-1, Michael Porter Jr. at 14-1, and Wendell Carter Jr. at 14-1. The three of them sitting right about there. DiVincenzo and Lonnie Walker and Miles Bridges, 20-1. Michael Bridges, 25-1. Robert Williams and Zaire Smith at 33-1. All of them. Those are your NBA odds. I got to be honest, the Luka Doncic odds on makes more sense to me than DeAndre Ayton. Because of the playing time he's going to get and how he figures to just roll right into an offense. Dude's been playing pro ball.
That is the midway, which we usually do around 11, but we're doing it early because the Bears have told us that they were going to be bringing somebody over to say hello to us. We don't know exactly who it is quite yet. We have some ideas, and we are hopeful that it is going to be a compelling listen for you. So you don't want to go anywhere. We are talking Bears. We're at a very sweaty, sticky Bears practice, but that's okay. It's what we do this time of year. So don't go anywhere. Surprises straight ahead on the Score.
The Score's covered every breaking story at Bears camp for almost three decades. And with all the changes this offseason, count on us to be ready to do it again. We're in Bourbonnais throughout training camp with Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma. Plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Abarkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hiring can be a challenge. You got to find the qualified candidates, which takes a long time, and there's too many applicants, and you don't know exactly what to do with them all. That's why you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes it easy. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there because with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. And then as applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates. You never miss a great match. And ZipRecruiter is so effective, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, just for listening, you can try out ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Schneider is proud to announce two new easy ways to connect with driver recruiting: live chat and text to chat. Quickly get your questions answered and your job interview set up. But for everyone's safety, never while driving. Live chat is now available at SchneiderJobs.com. Chat live today to find different driving jobs near you, or text chat, C-H-A-T, to 28000. That's live chat at SchneiderJobs.com or text chat to 28000.
Hey, Chicago, this is Boomer Esiason, former pro football quarterback. I insist on AZAC trim for my home. AZAC is the best high-performance trim on the market. With AZAC trim, there's no chipping and no cracking. AZAC is moisture and insect resistant, incredibly durable, and handles paint too. In fact, AZAC is backed by a lifetime limited warranty. And did you know that you could use AZAC trim as a ceiling or wainscoting inside your home? An awesome look. Check out AZAC.com. Long-lasting, low-maintenance, inspired design. That's AZEK.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items.